From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Regulators at the CME Group, which runs futures exchanges, are investigating one of Morgan Stanley's top traders. NPR's Elsa Chang reports investigators are looking into whether he manipulated the market when buying and selling Treasury futures.
The inquiry is focused on trades Glenn Haddon made before he joined Morgan Stanley. Regulators are zeroing in on activity from December 2008, when Haddon was still working at Goldman Sachs. As first reported in the New York Times, investigators are examining whether Haddon had tried to manipulate closing prices in the market while he was trading late in the day, in order to make other trades of his more profitable. If he's found to have violated the rules, he could face millions of dollars in fines. Haddon's lawyer says the inquiry concerns a one-minute period 4 years ago. He says Haddon acted properly and followed established market practice. Elsa Chang, NPR News, New York.
People can go outside again in the New Jersey community where a train carrying chemicals derailed on Friday. Officials in Paulsboro have lifted a sheltering-in-place order issued this morning after unsafe levels of vinyl chloride were detected. Businesses are now being allowed to reopen and work can resume at the site of the derailment. Researchers have published the largest study to date linking repeated brain trauma, including football-related concussions, to a disease with symptoms of depression, anger, and dementia. The study is published in this month's issue of the scientific journal Brain. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The study by researchers in Boston describes 68 cases of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, in athletes and military veterans who died and have their brains donated for research. 34 were former pro football players, 9 played only college football, and 6 only high school. The number of cases is the largest ever published. Study co-author Dr. Robert Cantu says the research should make any doubters no longer doubt that CTE is a real condition caused by repeat head injuries. Still, there is skepticism in the scientific community, not that CTE exists, but whether the findings are creating unnecessary fear and concern about playing football. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Britain's royal family has announced that Prince William and his wife are expecting their first child. St. James's Palace says the Duchess of Cambridge, formerly known as Kate Middleton, has a severe form of morning sickness and is currently hospitalized in London. The palace says since the pregnancy is in its very early stages, she's expected to remain in the hospital for a few days. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 48 points at 12,977, the Nasdaq up 2 points at 3012, the S&P down 4 at 1411. This is NPR News. Chrysler is reporting its U.S. sales rose 14% last month, its best November since 2007. The company's results show that Americans continue to buy new cars and trucks at a fast pace. Chrysler is predicting an annual sales rate of 15.3 million for the industry in November, making it the strong month of the year. The world of underground comics has lost a pioneer. Spain Rodriguez died last week at the age of 72. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, Rodriguez was part of an influential group of artists who helped define alternative comics.
He was a tough kid from Buffalo, and when his classmates mocked his heritage, he taunted them back by changing his name from Manuel to Spain. After art school, Rodriguez became one of the first to join Zap Comics, along with R. Crumb. He invented an anti-establishment post-apocalyptic hero named Trashman, who appeared in underground media across the country. In an online documentary, Spain Rodriguez said he combined heartfelt leftist politics with traditional storylines and art.
I hearken to the old adventure comic strips like Buzz Sawyer. There are still adventure strips, but the comics are dominated by superheroes.
In later years, Rodriguez explored the lives of real historical figures in superhero form, and he helped found the murals movement in San Francisco's Mission District, his home for many decades. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Former President George H.W. Bush remains in a Houston hospital undergoing treatment of a lingering cough related to bronchitis. Hospital officials say the 88-year-old is in stable condition. It was previously thought that he would be discharged over the weekend. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.